On my right is Mr. Alphonse Heck, who is the author of the book A Child of Hitler. Mr. Heck was a former high-ranking member of the Hitler Youth, and today he is a noted lecturer and author, and I believe you have another book in the making. Sir, welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's good to have you, and I read your book, Mr. Heck, and I find it very interesting, especially looking more at the bottom than the top. You always read these stories about wars and everything, about the leaders on both sides and everything, but it's always refreshing to get the view of a person who is not so high on the totem pole.
That's true. I must say, frankly, I was a little surprised when you invited me, because I thought you might find it a little bit too controversial.
Well, you said at a book showing a few weeks ago that you believe in total free speech.
Excellent.
And I said, well, I believe in total free speech too. And so I said, this is a man to have on the show. We may have disagreements, but I think in reading your book, I found it to be a very good book, especially from a person who really been through the grinder and is sort of pushed on both sides. I think you probably get people that criticize you from both sides.
Yeah, in fact, I would say three sides. Some of my former comrades don't think it's a good idea to talk about the good old times. As a matter of fact, when I did research for the book, I have still 8 former comrades with whom I'm in contact, and only 3 volunteered to help me with the research. But all of them said, do you think this is necessary? Do you think it's necessary to bring this to an American audience? And I said, well, I believe it is. Because for many years I've been struck by the fact that our side is just painted absolutely black. There doesn't seem to be any gray. All Germans of my generation apparently are dead. And that frankly bothered me.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of personal insight into all kinds of personalities in your book, and that's what I enjoy. And it gives it a more genuine taste in my mouth, because from the average farmer and talking about your grandmother and your parents and so forth, and your girlfriends during a period of time, and all these little trials and tribulations bring us to it. And it's very interesting to me, because a lot of this took place in the Trier region,
yes,
there in Western Germany.
Yes.
And it's interesting that a man, a very good friend of mine that I worked with for a long time, actually was in a tank division. But it was the first tanks that came through there, and in reading the book, I think he might have been one of the first tanks that your Hitler Youth saw coming rolling down the street. You never know.
Gosh, yeah. Was he perhaps in the United States Third Army?
I think he was, but I know he came right through Trier, right up through there. So
it's very likely that his men captured me.